Hello everybody and welcome to Heartbeat. Today is Palm Sunday. I'm going to share with you a little bit about it and the image that comes to my mind. Firstly, I'm going to read to you what happened on Palm Sunday. And why do they call it Palm Sunday? Well, it's generally because in the days of when Jesus was alive and they were wanting to honor somebody and the person was coming into their city, into their town, they used palm leaves. They would rip them off the trees and they would lay them down on the ground, and they would also, I guess, wave them like a flag in honor of the person coming into the city. So ahead of time, they would have heard, you know, the gossip, oh, someone's coming, whatever they would do. But it was very much passing on from person to person. And Jesus, the king, our king, rode in on a colt, on a donkey. A colt is a young donkey. And this was what kings did in those days. Not all kings went on a big horse and rode in. They were the proud kings, but a true king rode into the city on a donkey. So we're going to John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 12. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. So the crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to testify. It was also because they heard that he had performed this sign that the crowd went to meet him. So the crowd that was there at the time was honoring Jesus, and they called out King of the Israelites of Israel. Did they really know what they were saying? Did the Holy Spirit encourage them to speak it out? I think some did understand, some didn't, like the disciples didn't fully understand. All was not revealed yet. But they were encouraged and enthused to praise Jesus, to extol him, to honor him. They were praising him because they'd also heard about him rising Lazarus from the dead. You know, this was in many ways a precursor that he was then going to rise us all from the dead. It was just a simple example of Jesus was coming. And very shortly, we would all be given this eternal life, this rising from the dead of having no hope of, you know, humanly in the world, but never reaching God's kingdom. To God sending his son Jesus, who died for us, who got rid of this sin that was upon us, that was, you know, condemning us to death. And allowing us now, when he rose, to rise with him to eternal life. Palm Sunday, when I think of it, because it's the beginning of Holy Week. We're again reflecting. We are in a great, beautiful time where we understand more because of the revelation of the Holy Spirit, because of what's been revealed through people by the Holy Spirit, from, you know, the disciples sharing now because they understood more. God revealing to his people more what actually happened. Back then, they didn't understand it was the beginning of Holy Week. They didn't know Good Friday was coming and that Easter Sunday was coming. But we do. And this start of the Palm Sunday always brings to my mind the saying, the lion and the lamb. the lion reminds me of, you know, the Narnia books where the lion was the king. He was representing Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus Christ is the king. And this lion was superb and, you know, was the king of everything. You know, you call that, they actually call lion the king of the country, of the land, because he's the one who, is one of the ultimate animals on the earth. This lion, this majesty, this king, who also, though, that's the resurrected king that we know about in Easter Sunday, that they praised and adored on Palm Sunday. But he is also the lamb, the sacrificial lamb that was sent to be slaughtered, that was sent to die. This pure offering given by God to us, for us. When the Jewish people would go and pray in the temple, they would go and buy doves and lambs and bring their first fruits of their crop, the wheat. But it was always a pure animal, the best animal that they would bring. Well, our God brought his best. He brought himself. He brought his son, pure and holy, the sacrificial lamb. And so it reminds me of the lion and the lamb, that Christ's sacrifice to allow us to then see Christ's resurrection. Good Friday was only good because of what happened on Easter Sunday. St. Augustine wrote, "He endured death as a lamb. He devoured it as a lion. He endured death as a sacrificial lamb, but he devoured death as a lion, because he was the king. He was the Lord of all. He was the king of all kings. He was human and divine, and he, human and divine, laid down his life for us so that we would gain this new eternal life." St. Augustine also wrote, "Why a lamb in his passion? Because he underwent death without being guilty of any iniquity, of any sin. This lamb was pure. This lamb was holy." So Palm Sunday always brings to my mind this term, the lion and the lamb, in that the sacrificial lamb that we honor and adore and praise and have these emotions of, God, why did you do this? The sorrow of, I guess, that Holy Week, that reflection is the time before, you know, from Holy Thursday night and all of Good Friday till the death on his cross. Lord, why? Go look in the mirror. You're the why. It's for us he did this. It's for us he chose to be the sacrificial lamb. And then we wait. And in the waiting, we reflect again on what he's done. And then the resurrection of the Lord our God as King and Lord of all is seen and shown to all. So in this time of Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday, may we reflect upon what our God has done. May we pray and ask the Lord to reveal himself to those who don't yet know him. He desires everyone to know him. He cries out on the cross, remember, "I'm thirsty. He wasn't actually humanly thirsty. His spirit was thirsty for his people that he loved, for all that he loved. He loves all, not just a few, all. So let us reflect well this Palm Sunday, this Holy Week, of what the sacrificial lamb did for us, so that we could live with our King forever and ever and ever. Have a blessed Holy Week.